This company's never been more profitable.
You mean hugely profitable?
I like it.
DavePorter.com presents The Profitable Cleaner, a podcast on commercial cleaning sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real cleaning professionals that produce real profits and real results. Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm James Harper and welcome to the Profitable Cleaner Podcast. I'm super excited to be speaking with you guys today. More than anything, this is a topic that's really been burning on my mind here lately when it comes to the commercial cleaning sales space. It's a huge opportunity for cleaning companies across the board if they really just kind of focus in and reframe their thought process when it comes to this one thing we're going to speak about today. What is that one thing we're going to talk about? Ironically enough, one-time cleans. Yep, every commercial cleaner always says, you know what? We're really not in the ball game of doing one-time cleans. And I think it's a huge missed opportunity. And that's not personal opinion. That's actually based off of data that we are going to talk about here today. As some of you guys might know, this is the Profitable Cleaner Podcast, but really our day-to-day is ran over at dayporter.com. We are a sales agency for commercial cleaners and exclusively just commercial cleaners, where we help you guys sell life-changing contracts. So with this, we have a really kind of unique insight week in, week out into the commercial cleaning space when it comes to the sales game. And I can tell you firsthand that our best performing cleaners from a monthly revenue standpoint will always take one-time cleans under one time or under one condition. And that's if that prospect, if that building fits the criteria of their ideal customer profile. So most cleaning companies don't have an ideal customer profile. It's something that we talk about a lot with our partners, just giving them, really pressing them to really think about who they want to work with, what type of facilities they want to do business within, and really who they want to be selling to on a day-to-day basis. But the one-time cleans are a common narrative we hear often at Dayporter that says, hey, listen, we're all about Dayporter jobs. We're all about the 3 to 5 times a week cleans. But if there's any one-time cleans or any disinfection jobs, you know what? I will probably pass. Unfortunately, I think by passing on this, we're passing on a big opportunity. And this is an opportunity that could really change your company, especially if that facility or that business owner fits your ideal customer profile. They're really an ideal prospect. Let me tell you why. There's something in sales, and this is an old principle or an old saying, call it whatever you want, that talks about get the prospect to spend their first dollar with you. And I really believe in this mentality. The truth is we like to do business with people we've already done business with. And we've already done business with people because there's a level of trust there. So if we have an opportunity to go into a facility and to do a one-time clean, even if it's not a sexy quote, it's not a sexy bid, the one-time clean, small, whatever. What we're really doing is we're getting paid to start a relationship with someone that might grow into something much bigger and much better down the road. Again, that's why it's so important to have a really big idea on who you want to work with from an ideal prospect profile. So these one-time cleans, of course, no one wants just a one-time job. We all want the reoccurring aspect of things, but it's really inevitable, and it's really critical, I should say, that we start the relationship, and we're actually getting paid to start that relationship in this situation. So when cleaners come to us and say, hey, we don't want to do the one-time cleans or the one-off disinfection jobs, it's our goal to really kind of reframe your mindset and really, you know, kind of press you and ask you, are we willing to do it to start the relationship if this grows into something bigger and better? Are you willing to get paid to start a relationship? So that brings us to our next point. Do you know your prospect profile? Do you know your ICP, your ideal customer profile? Because if you don't, then of course, one-time cleans, they're a pain in the ass because you're having to staff a one-time clean. It's never good enough. A lot of logistics go into it. A lot of effort goes into it for not a lot of return. But if you know your ideal customer profile, you know exactly what makes them tick from a cleaning standpoint. You know exactly what they're looking for, why they hire you, the value you bring to the table. Well, then if a one-time clean hits your desk and there's a potential opportunity for you to get paid to start a relationship with your ideal customer, well, then we have a hell of an opportunity to not only start a relationship, but maybe take that relationship to the next level and turn that into some reoccurring business. So basically, the premise of this podcast today is really just to come at you and encourage you to really reframe a potential problem that I know a lot of cleaners see in one-time cleans and actually start looking at it as a really big opportunity if that one-time clean bid fits your ideal customer profile. I'll tell you this right now, we have an awesome, awesome cleaning partner here in Denver, Colorado that, you know, he just took a $1,000 one-time clean job because he knows, hey, if we get into this dispensary, the doors are going to open and we're going to be able to run with this momentum and pick up multiple locations. But again, this is a cleaner that really understands their ICP, their ideal customer profile. So hope you got something from this. If you're a commercial cleaner out there, you enjoyed what you heard, definitely join our Facebook community, which is linked in the comments below. If you're watching this video, definitely like and subscribe to this channel. If you're just listening to this on your car, maybe you're going to a facility to clean it right now. Who knows? Definitely give us a rating. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. Our goal here at The Profitable Cleaner and at dayporter.com is to build the best commercial cleaning sales resource in the entire industry. And that really starts with you. So we look forward to you joining the Profitable Cleaner Facebook group, which we've linked below. Check us out at dayporter.com. And if you're a commercial cleaner, go out there, sell a life-changing contract today, and let us know how you won that deal. Salute. Until next time.